Olivia Jules and the Overactive Imagination by Helen Fielding. Read by Rachel Weiss. The problem with you, Olivia, is that you have an overactive imagination.
I don't, said Olivia Jules indignantly.
Barry Wilkinson, foreign editor of the Sunday Times, stared over his half-moon glasses at the disgruntled little figure before him, thinking, and you're too damn cute.
What about your story about the cloud of giant fang locusts pancaking down on Ethiopia, blotting out the sun? He said. We sent you all the way out there, and all you came up with was two grasshoppers in a polythene bag.
It was the Sudan, and there was a locust cloud. It was just that it had flown off to Chad. Anyway, I got you the story about the animals starving in the zoo.
Olivia, it was one warthog, and he looked quite porky to me. Listen, lovey, you're a good writer, very observant and intuitive and extremely imaginative, and we feel those qualities are better suited to the style pages than the news pages.
You mean the shallow end rather than the deep end?
There's nothing shallow about style, baby.
Olivia giggled. I can't believe you just said that. Barry started laughing as well.
Look, he said, if you really want to travel, there's a celebrity launch in Miami next week for some perfume, face cream, J-Lo or P. Binney or... Oh, there we go. Devereaux. Well, who the fuck is Devereaux?
White rapper slash model slash actress.
Fine. If you can get a magazine to split the cost with us, you can go and cover her face cream for style and do a piece on, Cool Miami. How's that?